President Bush says he wants to build a viable democracy in Iraq, but that's not easy when so many Iraqi government officials were members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party. Of course, the United States has done something like this before. After 1945, the U.S. tried to cleanse Germany of the influence of Adolf Hitler's Nazi Party. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris looked for lessons the U.S. might learn from denazification.
90-year-old Elfrieda Lifanovsky loves to repeat the story about an American soldier who gave her daughter chocolate. The little girl, who had lived her whole life in wartime, had no idea what to do with the candy. That makes Lifanovsky laugh. Then she remembers the questionnaire the Americans made her fill out because she had been a teacher during the Nazi period and she wanted to keep her job.
Ja, mühsam und nicht korrekt. Ich habe immer überlegt, was wollen die wissen?
It was difficult, she says, and I didn't fill it out correctly. I kept thinking, what would they want to hear? That's what I'm going to write down. The questions concerned her past political beliefs and associations, an attempt to determine to what degree she may have supported the Third Reich. She says she had no secrets and wasn't political, but every interaction with the Allied soldiers was guided by the need to feed her six children. Early in the post-war occupation, the Americans focused on the complicity and collective guilt of the Germans. But American attitudes changed, historians say, as they got to know Germans personally, and as blame became less important than getting society up and running. Major Nazi war criminals were tried, and scores of local committees, eventually run by Germans, held clearance tribunals. Punishments eased with time, says Harold Hurwitz, who served in the U.S. military government.
Those who dealt with, in 1945 and 46, with the review of personnel, they were much more serious and discerning and maybe unjust and then later overly lenient.
In Iraq, American officials say they have checked early hires for regime taint. In Germany, usefulness could outweigh a person's past. Scientists who had worked for the Nazis were brought to America, and West German government agencies, tightly overseen by the British and Americans, hired former members of the SS, says historian Timothy Naftali, who's investigating Nazi war crimes for the U.S. Congress.
In large measure, these people were hired because it was felt they had a level of expertise that was unique, and therefore the moral questions were set aside. I don't want to give the impression that huge numbers were hired, but enough of them were hired to make this an interesting issue.
When denazification was deemed sufficient, the focus switched to democratization. The movies were a powerful tool for that, including this one called The Valley of the Tennessee. Produced by the U.S. Office of War Information, overseas branch, it told one version of the building of the Tennessee Valley Authority dam system.
It was a problem of reconstruction. Reconstruction of land, reconstruction of people. Democracy met the test. It found the men to supervise the job.
Heiner Rotz was still a kid when he saw this film, dubbed into German. He loved it.
This film tells how the farmers and their families are included in the development of this valley, and that this is not done by just by law or by forces from the top to the bottom, but from the bottom to the top at the same time. And this was fascinating. I was very naive.
Another key to selling democracy was selling.
You shouldn't forget consumerism, of course.
Professor Art Bauer-Kumper studies how democracy came to Germany.
Without the economic miracle, without the new consumer culture, which took root in Germany in the course of the 50s, the support for democratic values, the support for abandoning authoritarian political values, would have been far less.
But Bauer-Kumper says democracy in Germany was long seen by many as the latest incarnation of a government chosen by the government.
It was a kind of authoritarian democracy, as you may call it. It was the state who was seen as the major actor, the major force, you know, trying to spread democracy. But this changed in the course of the 60s, I think.
Students in the 60s fought what they saw as authoritarian tendencies in Germany's government. They also revisited denazification, demanding a clearer accounting of what their parents did under Hitler. Looking toward Iraq now, Germans who lived under the U.S. military government here say democracy has to incorporate local traditions to work. And it takes time. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.